On Friday, a 5-kilogram bomb exploded near a mobile phone antenna in the Thai province of Narathiwat, leaving one man dead. The bombing followed attacks on Wednesday that targeted dozens of mobile phone transmission stations and antennas in 4 southern Thai provinces and partially crippled the network. The company most affected by the attacks was DTAC, Thailand's second-largest service provider. Kecheong Skaurathananond is a department head for DTAC. He says the militants are targeting the mobile phone infrastructure to maximize disruption.
I think now mobile phones, or maybe just like electricity or just water or maybe the transportation, we are now become the public services. So then it's possible, and it becomes a possible target for all the militants if they want to create some kind of crisis.
But Kecheong says the system will be back to normal within weeks, and the company is stepping up security along the network. The Thai government says the attacks are most likely in response to its recent efforts to prevent militants from detonating bombs using the signals from local mobile phones, as well as those from neighbouring Malaysia. The government has stipulated that all mobile phone cards must be registered, and talks are underway with Malaysia to block mobile phone signals crossing into Thailand's southern border provinces. Thai police say Friday's explosion was likely to have been triggered by a phone with a Malaysian number. Zachary Abusa, a political science professor at Simmons College, Boston, and a specialist on Islamic militancy in Southeast Asia, says the government's registration strategy has paid off.
Guerrillas are inherently conservative. They have limited capabilities. Though there have been improvements in bomb technology, the fact is the cell phone regulations have worked.
Badabuza says the bombings are likely to continue despite the government's efforts. He says the militants' bomb-making capabilities have improved.
The technical capacity has gone up. If you look since 2004, they were started with 2-kilogram pipe bombs. They graduated. They crossed the 5-kilogram threshold. They got beyond the 10-kilogram on a regular basis. They're up to 50 kilograms on occasions. They're using different bombs. They're using TNT. They're using ammonium nitrate.
Since the current insurgency erupted in southern Thailand in early 2004, more than 1,000 people have been killed in bombings, drive-by shootings and other violence, with the main targets state officials and the security forces. The Thai government blames the violence on a mix of factors: Islamic separatists, organized crime, and local corruption. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.